You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The leaves are falling. The pumpkins are on the steps. It is that time of year for a good ghost story. From now until Halloween, we're bringing you creepy, spooky, and haunting stories of the underworld. Joseph Zettelmeyer is a Michigan-based playwright who appreciates the dark side. Every year, he directs a gothic horror play, and he puts on the Dark Side Radio Hour. We asked Zettelmeyer why he thinks ghosts have captured our imagination for so long.
Ghosts, you know, for lack of a better phrase, they haunt us because I think on a lot of levels, death remains the great unknown, right? As a society, we keep pushing forward with advancements. We keep learning and understanding more about the world as it exists. But that is the world we still can't fully comprehend. We don't really know what it is. And I think it's that uncertainty, that the unknown of it all, that makes it so prevalent, kind of, yeah, in the zeitgeist, as it were.
And now, here's Joseph Zettelmeyer's story about his one and only encounter with a ghost.
So this story, The Ghost on Summit Street, this began about 15 years ago. My roommate and I had just moved to Summit Street in Ypsilanti into a historic house that we were renting the top of. And as soon as we got in, we noticed some unusual things. The first thing we noticed was the closet in my roommate's room. It was small, only about 4 feet tall. The interesting thing about it was that it locked on the inside. And we thought to ourselves, what kind of closet locks on the inside? What would be the possible use of that? And then over the course of the next 2 years while we lived there, we encountered some unusual things. And the reason that I'm telling the story is this is my one and only personal encounter with what I think was a ghost. So, over the next several years, 2 years, I guess, we would have the occasional things, the flickering lights, that was not uncommon, the sound of something walking around when you knew you were alone in the house. But the one that I remember, this was my personal encounter. I was asleep in my bedroom, and the way my bedroom was laid out is there was a window staring out at the foot of my bed. And I woke up, it was about 3 in the morning. Moonlight was streaming into the window, and I looked up at the foot of my bed, and I saw someone there. And that someone looked to be a kid, maybe 10 to 12 years old, and he was dressed in old work clothes. It looked like the turn of the century, if I had to guess. And the kid was filthy. And I woke up and I got this distinct impression that he wasn't aware that I was there. Or if he was, he didn't care. He wasn't reacting to me. And he was just staring out the window. And I immediately jumped up and turned on the lights, scared out of my pants. And over the next several years, like up till now, honestly, I've been researching Summit Street, trying to figure out what could have done. And I kept looking up, accidental deaths, anything like that. Came up with nothing. But earlier this year, I was looking at a very old map of Ypsilanti when Ypsilanti was first declared its own city. The house that I lived in was on the corner of what used to be Summit Cemetery, an old cemetery, the first cemetery in Ypsilanti, that they'd moved the cemetery and they had apparently moved the bodies and the headstones. I'm not so certain, and as I was looking on the map, sure enough, the house I lived in was at the very corner of that cemetery. I don't know for sure what that ghost was, who that ghost was. I know that there was a lot of industry and construction in the beginning of Ipsy's days, and I can't help but wonder, some part of me wonders, if this little kid maybe lost his life in an industrial accident or something like that. There was something about the work clothes that the kid was dressed in that made me think this was a kid, child labor maybe, and something happened that cost him his life.
That was Joseph Zettelmeyer, a professional playwright who teaches playwriting at Eastern Michigan University.